Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher. In this new series of the program, The Teacher, we are introducing the most outstanding Sahaba and companions of the Infallibles, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaykum.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about one of the most outstanding and prominent companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam, Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai. Mainly when we say Kumail, the first thing that comes to the mind of the Shiites is Dua al-Kumail. We'll talk about this Dua and supplication too. Before that, Shaykh Rouhani, give us some details about the Nasab and the lineage of Kumail ibn Nakhai.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kumail ibn Ziyad ibn Nahik al-Nakhai, Suhbani Kufi, which is the full name of this great companion of Amir al-Mu'minin, as well as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kumail was born in the 12th of Qamari Hijri year. He was one of the tribal leaders among the Nakhah tribe, Qabila-i Nakhah, and he lived in Kufa and died in 82 of Qamari in Kufa again by the direct order of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. Of course, he was among the great companions of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. As you rightly mentioned, Kumail ibn Ziyad is known as one of the great narrators, as he narrated one of the very beautiful, and we can say a masterpiece, a very perfect dua, which is called Dua of Kumail, which is well known by his name because he narrated this meaningful dua from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And about his, political aspect of his life, we can say that he was the first person who actually suggested the khilafah of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam after Uthman. And he supported fully Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in his khilafah. And also, it is said that he was appointed as one of the mayors of one of the cities by Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, as the governor of part of, let's say, Kufa, I think, by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. That place names was Heat, I think.
Yes.
And of course, then when Muawiyah attacked that area, occupied this, place, an area, he came to Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. But of course, he followed and supported Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and the whole life of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes.
That's why he is, of course, one of the great narrators, as well as one of the great, we can say, political figure as well, mm-hmm. among the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he was, of course, among the companions of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. As he was killed and was martyred by the order of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, it shows that even after the Shahada of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and Shahada of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, he was still one of the very devoted, we can say, followers of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of this, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi ordered his tribe to bring Kumail ibn Ziyad, and he killed Kumail ibn Ziyad because of his devotion to the school of Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's all right. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, give us a picture of his scholarly life, his religious life. How was Kumail al-Nakhai?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the Kumail Nakhai, because he was in Yemen.
Yes.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his life, he sent Imam Ali alayhi salam as an ambassador to Yemen to do the preachings. And that was the time when Kumail, for the first time, he met Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the journey of the teacher and student, like Imam Ali being a teacher and Kumail being a student, it started from that time. And obviously, as rightly mentioned by dear guest, that at the time of the first two caliphs, like Abu Bakr and Umar, he wasn't there in Medina, but at the time of Uthman, the third caliph, he came.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a very apparent role in defending Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And that was the reason that when Uthman knew about his activities, he exiled him towards the Shamat,
yes,
the Syria. On the other hand, there is a question generally which raised in the minds that if Kumail was martyred in 82 Hijri,
yes,
then where was he at the time of Karbala?
Yes.
Was he there or not? What we can see in the history is that he was very active at the time of Imam Hassan alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
He was from the closest companions of Imam Hassan. And since he was with Imam Hassan, therefore Muawiyah, he basically captured, he imprisoned,
yes,
him and Misamet Ammar. Him and Misamet Ammar and other,
yes,
Shia prominent figures of that time. And it is also narrated that he was in the prison when the incidents of Karbala happened. And the very next day, they freed them.
Yes.
Like right after the incident of Karbala in this day of Ashura, on the 11th of Muharram, they freed these people,
mm-hmm,
because Imam Hussein was martyred. So therefore, why they were not at the Battle of Karbala, it's because they
It was Yazid who imprisoned,
yes,
him.
No, it was at the time of Muawiyah.
Uh-huh.
They were in the prison.
Yes, yes.
Because of the support of Imam Hassan.
Yes, yes.
You know, the agreement which was happened during that, the Kumail and Qambar,
yes,
like Qambar was also from the close companions. So they were all with the orders of Muawiyah first, and then later, mm-hmm, with the orders of Yazid.
That's right.
They were imprisoned because the reason was these were so active people.
Yes.
Their, you know, the way of preaching was so, you know, attractive that they were like, they were not freed by the Banu Umayyah. So they were in prison at that time. And after that, obviously, when he becomes free from the, like, you know, the prison, he comes to Imam,
that's right,
Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And
yes,
then obviously he starts to, you know, preach the teachings of Imam Ali and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam.
Yes. Okay.
And we can see that his activities were even in the time of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in the favor of Ahlul Bayt, it was so prominent that when Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he attacks the Kufa and Basra, he gives the orders of killing the Kumail. So Kumail was martyred and his shrine is in Najaf at,
yes,
the moment. Like those who want to go to the Najaf,
yes,
they can visit his shrine.
Yes.
And just next to his shrine, there is a mosque. You know, the Mosque of Hanana.
Hanana, that's right.
And the Mosque of Hanana, basically Hanana is the place, it is known as a place where from where the voice of cry or the mourning,
uh-huh,
arises. The reason is that it is said that when after the Shahadat of Imam Hussein, when this caravan, they were moved towards the Kufa, they stopped at this place.
That's right.
It wasn't mosque at that,
yes,
time. They stopped at this place and they placed Imam Hussein's head in,
yes,
that place.
That's right.
And from there, there was a cry. Obviously, they could hear the noise of or voices of crying,
yes,
of the land at that place. So that's why this is known as Hanana. So those who will visit, inshallah, in Arba'in or maybe at the time, Iraq, when they go to Hanana, they can visit the shrine of Kumail as well.
Kumail, yeah, that's right. Kumail ibn Ziyad is mainly known being among the confidants of the Imam, I mean Sahib al-Sir. Some of the, we can say, hidden information that the Imams had access to were shared by some of the truthful companions of the Infallibles, including Kumail, That's why he is known as Sahib al-Sir of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or mind the confidence of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. But Sheikh Rouhani, as I said at the beginning of the program, Kumail is mainly known with Dua al-Kumail. You know, what is this Dua? What is this supplication? How was it issued? And why the name of Kumail is over this Dua?
Yes, actually Dua al-Kumail, which is also known as Dua al-Khidr.
Mm-hmm.
It was narrated by Kumail ibn Ziyad about the fada'il and the virtues of this Dua. There are lots of ahadiths about the fadila or fada'il of this du'a. For example, from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, it is narrated that it is one of the best du'as. And also Amir al-Mu'minin, the narration is so long, I do not want to mention all of them. Once Kumail ibn Ziyad asked Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam about du'a al-Khidr, because Amir al-Mu'minin talked a lot about the fada'il of this du'a. Then Kumail went to the house of Amir al-Mu'minin. It was late at night. And then Imam Ali said that, why did you come here? He said that I ask you about that dua that you talked a lot about, this fada'il, dua al-Khidr. And then Imam Ali told him that, okay, I will not be for a long time among you. So it's the best opportunity that I teach you this dua. And then Imam Ali dictated the dua. Then Kumail ibn Ziyad wrote down all the, let's say, the du'as.
Yes.
So this is a very good du'a. Allama Majlisi, who is one of the great Shia scholars, he said that it is the best, or it is the most perfect du'a in the history that is narrated by Kumail ibn Ziyad.
Yes.
In this du'a, there are lots of great madameen, great, let's say,
the content
of this du'a. We can say that a very good, the perfect kind of lessons or teachings about how to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are, for example, the main, let's say, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the very important point is that when we want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, it is very much important to know how should we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, it is really significant to know how should we talk, with what form, with what shape, with what method, with what kind of wordings, what kind of sentences. You know, this is very much important and significant that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, in many of their du'as, supplications, they taught us all these kind of important lessons and doctrines and teachings.
That's right.
About the dua, and also about this dua, dua al-Kumail, in the history. If we see that lots of scholars in their works, they wrote many commentaries on this dua, explanations about this dua. It shows that how much scholarly dua, how much meaningful dua, and how much, let's say, kind of perfect dua it has been in the history, that lots of scholars actually dedicated their time to this dua, and also wrote commentaries and explanations about this dua. So of course, if you read this dua, you see that about mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the power of God, Qudra, about His majesty, His magnificence.
So all in all, it is in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first.
That's right.
And then start, for example, asking the shifa'a and the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very meaningful dua, the best dua that everyone can read this dua on the Jum'ah nights, particularly on the night of Nimei Sha'ban.
Yes.
That is narrated
15th day of night
the 15th of Sha'ban.
That's right.
Which Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam himself said that you have to read this dua on that specific night.
Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Nawawi, we've got about 2-3 minutes. Any important point about dua al-Kumail?
One of the important things is that today we can see in the West, especially in the Shia communities, they're talking about the authenticity of this dua.
Mm-hmm.
and some people, unfortunately, who pretend to be Shia, basically they are ghullat, ghali, who exaggerate, who talk about Imam Ali, exaggerate the status of Imam Ali to be God or near God. So unfortunately, these people are very prominent in our community. And since in this dua, we can see like how Imam Ali alayhi salam is with humble or humility, he's calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm Abdul Za'if, I'm your poor servant, weak servant of you, O Allah. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, the way he talks to, he calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he talks about the forgiving and the context which is which has come in this dua due to that, because it is against their ideology, the ideology of those who exaggerate about Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's why they have started a new campaign against the different we can see like supplications, dua, ziyarat, even ziyarat varisa.
Yes.
Some people are talking against it. Some people are talking about against the hadith kisa.
Yes.
And same is the case with the dua-i kumail. Therefore, I request our listeners, the mu'mineen, to look at the context,
yes,
the material which has been given by Imam Ali.
Imam Ali alayhi salam.
And the Nahjul Balagha, you can see the things that Imam has said in the Nahjul Balagha, it is same as what it has come in the dua. So this is my request to our brothers that they should not give any importance to such things, because what we have from Imam Ali, obviously, these are the wordings of infallible imams. Mm-hmm. This cannot be done by an ordinary person. You know, an ordinary person even cannot write a dua the way we have in Saifa Sajjadiyya.
Mm-hmm.
So dua kumail is one of those things. So inshallah, we believe that they will do that. All on top of that, obviously, we have the proofs as well,
like
the sanad, the references for this, as it is known as the dua has the Khizr as well.
That's right.
You know, in Tahzibul Ahkam, this is one of the authentic books that we have. When you look at the narrations or the riwayat about the first night of the Ramadan, there we can see like how Sheikh Atusi is bringing, a narration in which he's talking about dua iftitah and dua kumail, both of them.
Yes.
And it brings all the authenticity of these two du'as.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, this is important that when we get something and when we have seen so many years, for centuries, this du'a is known as the du'a which was taught by Imam Ali. Therefore, there shouldn't be any doubt in it.
That's right. In one part or excerpt of this dua, we read, O Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased, and my evilness has worsened, and my good deeds have diminished, and my yokes of misdeeds have become fear, and remote hopes restrain me to profit by good deeds, and the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and procrastination. Therefore, my Lord, I implore thee by thy greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds shut out access to my prayers from reaching thy realm, and not to disgrace me by exposing those hidden ones of which thou hast knowledge. Really beautiful contents addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The beautiful thing which is at the end, Ya Sari Ar-Ridha, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means that he quickly accepts, quickly agrees.
On your prayers.
Happy. Yes. He becomes happy.
Yes.
You know, the way we excuse or we say like sorry to our parents, sometimes they very quickly answer.
Yes.
But it is even more than that.
Yeah, that's right. As I said, Ya Ilahi, Ya Rab, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Mawlai, Allahumma, these are the titles referred at the very beginning of each paragraph or excerpts of Dua Al-Kumail. Really beautiful. I invite the dear listeners to refer to the Arabic and English translation of these dua. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life account of Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai, one of the most Facebook companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Also, your explanation on Dua Al-Kumail. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you. Afi Amanallah.